You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 250 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for July 6, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. What follows is audio from yesterday's live version of the podcast. I go live every day at 8 a.m. Central on social media at AttorneyDSY to discuss the material for today, answer legal questions, and mentor young lawyers. I hope you enjoy the discussion. So again, today's topic is how to get discovered through collaborations. And you typically do that, as we learned in Gary Vaynerchuk's book, Crushing It, through number one, using hashtags. Number two, collaborating by direct messaging or emailing people. And we're going to be talking about the second part of that today, either direct messaging folks or emailing people. So it may be real uncomfortable to direct message or email people about collaborations. And I think we're all a little tapped out with everything that's going on, especially on LinkedIn, where you have people who, you know, try to get into your network by, you know, sending you a message. You accept their connection, right? And then all of a sudden they just start flooding your inbox with direct messages. And that is pretty annoying, I think. And the way that Gary Vaynerchuk talks about it is he has an analogy to a dinner party, which I actually find very helpful in that, you know, with a dinner party, you know, you go to a party and you may know one or two people, right? But typically there's a lot of people you don't know. Like an example is, you know, you go to a friend's birthday party and that friend has all of their family over, right? So you don't know, you know, most of those people probably, but you're there to support and to celebrate the life of your friend. And so what would happen if, you know, you were just engaging in casual conversation with one of your friend's family members and they asked you what you did and you told them you were a lawyer, and then they asked you, you know, a specific legal question or wanted to get more information about your services because, you know, they had a legal issue, right? They had a case or legal issue that they needed addressed. Would you stop and say, oh no, you know, we can't really talk, or no, I won't give you that information? No, of course you would give them the information. Of course you would do that. And then at the end of the dinner party, or maybe at the end of that conversation, you might give them your business card so they can contact you at a later date about a case. Social media can be that same place as well, especially on certain of the platforms that we'll get into. But think of social media as a dinner party. Now, what I explained to you earlier about, you know, what people don't like about, you know, especially about LinkedIn messaging is, you know, essentially it's, you know, you become connected with that person. Okay, you meet them for the first time and then they automatically start selling you. That is not the way that you want to do it, right? And we'll get into, you know, how to do that in the future and a little bit more later in this podcast. But it's important to remember that you need to develop the relationship before asking them for something or before, you know, asking them about collaborations, unless you've been given an introduction from someone else. Now, there are ways to do it, to start that collaboration process early. You know, one way is, you know, what Gary Vee says, you need to research and find out who would find the most value in your offer. So number one, it's important to figure out who is the person that you're trying to collaborate with, because that's really important. And so I guess what I should talk a little bit about is, you know, what collaboration is and how you're going to collaborate, because there are so many different ways a lawyer can do that. Number one, you know, I think all of us are pretty familiar with the typical kinds of collaborations. And what I mean by that is, you know, speaking at a conference or speaking on a remote CLE program is a type of collaboration, because either people have reached out to you because you're an expert in the field, or you've reached out to them because they're having a conference in your field and you might want to present on a certain topic. So you're reaching out to possibly get on the speakers list. So, one of the great ways to get noticed is by speaking on stages, and whether that's, as I said, at a conference or at a remote CLE, however you want to do that is great. So that's one type of collaboration that I think every lawyer is familiar with. Another way is to when you're building a personal brand, you have an asset, right? So your asset might be something like a podcast or a video program or a number or a blog or a number of different ways that you're getting noticed and you're building your brand upon, right? And you want to collaborate with people in that realm as well. So if you have a podcast like me, you're going to be reaching out to people to be a guest on your show. You're going to be reaching out to people to possibly have yourself as a guest on other people's show. And that's actually one of the great ways to expand the reach of your podcast is by collaborating with others, by suggesting that, one of the great things I saw that Pat Flynn had suggested is, going into your Apple Podcasts and determining if you go all the way to the bottom, it'll show to your of your show kind of headline, right? You go all the way down, and it will show you other people might listen to your podcast, and then they also listen to this podcast. And what Pat Flynn recommended was to go in and actually email the producers or person who creates that podcast and suggest that, hey, I know that, people who listen to my podcast listen to yours. It would be great if we could collaborate. And that's a great easy way to do that. So there's a number of ways to collaborate, but in other words, you're expanding your reach, because if you're on somebody else's podcast or they're on your podcast, you're gonna share that interview, they're gonna share that interview, and then people are gonna notice you and notice your podcast more the more and more you do that. That's one of the reasons why I do the Legal Power Player show on Tuesday, is because I want people to come in. I mean, yes, of course, I want a different voice in here. I want a unique perspective on my podcast. So I'm certainly going to have people on my show for that reason, because they have a lot to offer. They provide a lot of tremendous value, I think, on Tuesdays. But also, when I have them on, they have their own platform. So they're gonna, I've seen, and Kristen Davis, David do this, did this very well. She has, in the last couple of days, put out some really great posts featuring just her picture, but also it says, the name of my podcast and my name, and then a link to the show. So hopefully people are not only, seeing the picture, but they might also be clicking on the link. They're also seeing that I have a podcast, and who knows, maybe one out of 100 people who see that might think, oh, that might be interesting. I might click on that, and then as a result, be a subscriber or a listener to the show. So very easy. I think that's a very easy way to get noticed and to collaborate. And then in terms of direct messaging and emailing people, again, you're not doing it necessarily to get work. You're doing it to build your personal brand and to collaborate on social media. But you can do it in a number of different ways. So what he says is, Gary Vee says to make an offer that they can't refuse, and you get to, then when they accept your offer, then you get to work producing whatever it is that you decided to collaborate on, so they don't regret having collaborated with you. So he says, for example, like, what do you have that you could offer people when you're starting? Typically, you have you can offer knowledge and skill, right? You have something that you know, so you can go on their podcast and talk about it, or you have a skill that you can give. Or if you're farther along in your process, you also have a platform that you can give the person that you're emailing or DMing, right? So he says, like, do you own a pizza shop? Well, then you can offer free pizza, which is interesting, right? So if you have like an Instagram influencer and you offer free pizza to somebody, maybe along the lines they'll take a picture of themselves eating the pizza and thanking you for that, and you'll be getting that you'll be getting that credit, as well as a link that people can click on So they can see what your pizza shop is all about. As a lawyer, it's a little more dicey, but certainly you can offer to do, some spec work, some pro bono work, just to get on the person's radar, right? And then also, of course, having people come on, maybe write on your firm's blog or on your personal blog. There are a number of ways that you can collaborate with folks, but the most important thing to remember is you're doing it for two reasons. You're doing it to get a unique voice out there. So if you have a platform, you want to get a unique voice in, and then you want to get exposure, so that other people can see you. Now, is it going to lead directly to work? Probably not. Maybe. Who knows? And it's going to be a very long process. But I think, and you'll see this in my interview that I did with Mark Cerniglia on Tuesday, and I'll just give you a brief preview. One of the things that he says is don't worry about your likes and comments, especially when you're starting out. Worry about just getting exposed to the ether, to the social media in terms of getting people to know who you are, because maybe it's just one person who has a legal issue who sees your video or your listens to your podcast and thinks, oh wow, yeah, I can reach out to this person. It doesn't matter whether, 10 million people like it. What matters is maybe the one or two people along the way that might see it and might find some real value in it and then call you for a case, or might refer, might hear that you're talking about something on a podcast. This is another lawyer listening, and then they'll think, well, I have a client who has this type of issue all the time. Maybe I can refer them to this lawyer who has this podcast, and who's providing value. This sounds like a person that I would refer a case to. So just something to think about. Collaborations are a great way to do it. And don't worry about, if you reach out to people and they don't respond or they say no, because, if people see an upside in collaborating with you, they'll get in touch with you. They'll respond. If not, they just won't answer or they'll say no. But if you reach out to enough people, you'll find someone to collaborate with. So don't get down if you email a couple of people and they don't respond. That happens to me all the time with my, Lawyers Emotional Intelligence Book Club. I'm always trying to find, guests to come on to talk about various topics. And I email, maybe five people and only one of them respond. Well, that's the person that's coming on as a guest, right? And that's fine with me, if they don't want to come on. So this is very hard, it's tedious, it's time consuming. The thing is that most people won't do this, they won't collaborate. And so what I would suggest is don't be like other people. This is maybe, Gary Vee says, the number one thing you can do to build your brand. So I want you to think about, for your daily action item, what is the thing that you could do to collaborate with people? Is it an asset you already have, like a blog or a podcast, or is it something that you can develop? Or is it simply something where you want to get exposure on somebody's Instagram page or Twitter page or Facebook page? How are you going to go about doing that? And what sort of value are you going to provide to them in order to do that? So a lot of things I threw at you today. We're going to go through specifics as we go along for each individual platform. Hopefully this gives you a great idea on how to collaborate with people and how to get noticed. Last time we talked about hashtags, today we're talking about collaborating, and just lots of things that you can do to get exposure for you and your personal brand.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you weren't able to join the live version of the program, that's okay, because there's plenty of ways to join the discussion. You can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at attorneydsy. I'm also on LinkedIn, so let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor, so please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club, continuing with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee's book, The Stress Solution. The next session will be Tuesday, July 7th at 7 p.m. Central. That's a new date. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyerseq. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.